Now, when persecution comes, if the Spirit leads you, follow Paul and Barnabas's physical, demonstrative expression of protest and shake the dust off your feet as God leads you to the next assignment. Just like the Lord led Paul and Barnabas from Pisidia, Antioch, to the province of Galatia, specifically to the city of Iconium, God may be leading you to the next assignment He has for you. As Acts chapter 14 tells us, the good news is that when Paul and Barnabas went into the Jewish synagogue and the Holy Spirit spoke through them, a great number of both Jews and Greeks became believers. They remained for a long time speaking boldly for the Lord, who testified to the word of His grace by granting signs and wonders to be done through them. Unfortunately, though, just like before in Pisidia, Antioch, the unbelieving Jews were jealous and stirred up the Gentiles, poisoning their minds against Paul and Barnabas. When an attempt was made by both the Gentiles and Jews with their rulers to mistreat them and stone them, Paul and Barnabas learned of this and fled to Lystra and Derbe and to the surrounding country. Sometimes when persecution hits, God calls us to flee. Don't wait. Run.